Hi, I'm Sharad Kutan, and welcome to Let's Talk, the show that brings you the most important conversations in the world of art, culture, and ideas. Today we're going to be talking to the people from Orang Orang Drum Theatre. It's a collection of individuals, in music and dance and sound, who've come together over the years to create experiences, and they're here because very recently they won several awards for a performance they did called Laguku 2.0. That's it. I clearly didn't watch it myself, so I'm going to rely on them to help me understand what that performance was. I'm very proud to have the co-founder and musical director of Orang Orang Drum Theatre, Liao Siyi, and Shamil Noor Salahuddin, who is a member of Orang Orang Drum Theatre. You're a performer and all kinds of things. We're going to get into that shortly. But Siyi, can we begin with Orang Orang Drum Theatre? Tell us, you're one of the co-founders.
Yes.
Tell us why you started it and what you hope it to be in. What category can we place this Orang Orang Drum Theatre?
I'm Siyi, and I'm one of the founder of Orang Orang Drum Theatre. And the other founder is my husband, Boyce Chu. And we formed in 2013. Yeah, the name Orang Orang means that in Chinese is public, means that we want to bring our arts close to the people, close to the people around us. And then all the idea or the concept or our creation is from the peoples around us. Yeah, and then drum theater, because we are a bit Greek, we want to play drums, and also we want to add on a lot of theatre elements, because in the world of theatre we have a lot of elements is like script or physical or other things, so that we can use drum and theatre combined together, and then to share more through the arts and share like telling a story with drum, and then also sharing some message through our creation. Yeah.
Tell me, you also came through Hans Percussion. Was that very important in your formation as a performer, as an artist?
Yes, of course. It's quite a strong base for me. I have been playing with Hans Percussion for more than 10 years. And then when I was 30 earlier, and then I feel like I have something to go for it. It's like maybe want to have a like escape from the comfort zone.
Another direction.
Yeah, yes, your personal vision, and I think artists develop that, right?
Yes.
Right.
You
work under other people, they have their vision, you work for their vision, sometimes you need to branch off.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Shamil, you're very, very young. tell us about your journey. In this field, and why you chose to get involved in the performing arts?
I was like really active in drum in high school. I was in 24 Festive Drums, and she was my coach. And then after that, she reached out to me to join her team, which is Orang Orang Drum Theatre. And since that, I've been exposed to a lot of like the art scene, like performing, and then I also studied in Aswara, and I really like performing like since young lah.
Right. Yeah. And so where does that come from? Is it your parents? Is it television? Is it YouTube videos? I mean, what is it that attracts somebody into a field that is in many ways still not given the recognition? It's certainly the pay is horrible, and parents probably think, oh my god, why is my child decided to go down this route? Why have you chosen
my this? Parents were actually like really supportive, and are still supportive, because they also like lean more towards the art, like my father is still a musician. He just played a gig last night. And my mom plays the piano. And so it's like the whole family
influence.
Yeah. And
right.
Also, like you said, like YouTube videos. And yeah.
Okay, so yeah. What's your instrument then? What do you play?
I play the piano and also the Chinese drums.
Okay, yeah. The piano and Chinese drum. How much is Orang Orang Drum Theatre a kind of fusion of different? Because I asked you just, what category do we put something like Orang Orang Drum Theatre in? Is it, because there's performative elements, but there's also musical elements, yeah. So on and so forth. How do you think about it?
In the music side, in the music side, we have mix of Malaysia different instruments from different races. We have from Chinese drum, and then we learn from other races like Malay drum and also the Do drum. And then we learn the folk song from a Sarakian teacher. And then we have vocal add-on. So actually we are quite mixed. Sometimes we can go to a music festival to perform. Sometimes we can go to an art festival. Sometimes we can go to a theater festival. Yeah, so we are quite try to merge all things together. Because right. For me, art is like everything.
Yeah, in terms of your primary identity, Shamil, then, what do you see yourself as? I mean, somebody asked you what you do, what's your core... talent, how would you describe it?
Multi-talented,
okay.
I guess so. Because I feel like I'm the type of person that is good at a lot of things, but really, I have a strong passion for music, but like in terms of like other stuff, it's like, touch and go.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So you haven't got depth in these particular arts. I mean, is that something that being part of Orang Orang Drum Theatre makes you want to explore getting more depth in a particular field?
Yeah. Because as Z said that, like Orang Orang is like very versatile, and a lot of like mixture of other cultures and other forms of arts. So I feel like being an Orang Orang, I want to explore more in arts, you know.
Right, okay, wonderful. Okay, we'll take a short break and we'll be back with more on Let's Talk.